And now it is Jason Wilde on the Yuengling Jason Wilde Hotline. You earn your own hotline when you have been Sports Writer of the Year in Wisconsin for 3 years. Good evening, Jason. How you doing?
DJ Yuengling and Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. I'm good, Homer. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fascinated always to talk with you when things like this happen, even though it's not the Packers, because you have such a standard and so many thoughts about athletes as people, which is exactly the opposite of me.
Both those statements are true. Yeah.
And I've observed it. So your thoughts on Giannis can be so wide ranging. Where do you start now that you've had half a day to think about it?
Yeah, I probably didn't need that long to think about it. There's a separation of church and state, and separation of business versus just the way you conduct yourself as a person. And by all accounts, he has been aces as a guy over his 13 years in Milwaukee. But I think he mishandled and was misleading in how he handled the last, year and a half however long it's been. I don't think there's anything wrong with telling the truth. And much like, I don't think it's like Aaron Rodgers on his way out of town, because he was pretty honest about that. Now, he was dishonest about his vaccination status. And I definitely have no interest in debating whether he should or should not have been vaccinated. That is not the point. So for those of you listening that for whatever reason, it's Pavlovian response. Right. And that's the point. I agree or disagree with his position. Even if you agree with it, he didn't tell the truth. And he obfuscated. And
this is an aside. Why do you think he did that?
Because he knew he knew that he'd be criticized. But again,
because you believe that strongly in what you think.
Correct. Oh, okay. Yes, exactly. And so, we all fall short of the glory of God. I have failed many times. I am in no way perfect. But I like to think I'm a pretty honest person. Have I told the truth 100% of the time for the last 54 years? No. I have not batted 1,000, but I think you could talk to my kids and they would tell you that I don't lie to them. And my issue with how this has played out is that it has been a dishonest way that it has been handled. I mean, saying that, my agent doesn't speak for me or whatever he said then, posting the social media thing at the trade deadline about how leaders don't chase, they attract. I mean, what bothers me is that the storyline should start, the first sentence should be, the Milwaukee Bucks traded their superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Miami Heat in the late hours of Monday because he wanted to be traded. And he tried so hard to present it as something else. And I just don't think that was truthful. And that doesn't make him a bad person. It doesn't tarnish his legacy, in my opinion, in any way. It just means that in that area, I thought he was less than honest.
And he didn't get any inside help to say, maybe he did and he didn't listen to him. That's not you.
Yeah.
Be you.
Right, and say, look, I mean, there's, and look, I
or
I don't
say nothing.
Agree, right, that too, but like, so I get to see a little bit how the sausage gets made in terms of how the Packers PR staff handles players and helps them kind of craft the messaging, right? Which, look, that's their job, right? Now, I want players who don't need to be coached necessarily because they're just going to tell the truth because they tell the truth, right? But there are different ways to deliver the messaging. And I think, and I've seen guys do it, and I think they, like, for instance, I can tell you that there were certain folks in the PR department that, felt like they could have had an open locker room after the Josh Jacobs thing because they were confident in their own messaging and how their players would listen to them, that they would have been able to handle the questions that might have come. Again, neither here nor there, but my point is that in a situation like this, there are surely, like, I'm sure Giannis had no interest in hearing from, Dan Smicek or Barry Baum or the folks that work over there, but those people know what they're doing. They are good at their jobs. And, you never want to be dishonest or misleading. Like, you can, if you don't say anything, no one's going to accuse you of lying or misleading them, right? And the way this played out, and again, this is what bothers me about this conversation, because now, it sounds like I'm ripping him or I'm tar. Like, this does not change the fact that he brought a title to a franchise that had gone 50 years without one. That none of this changes that, nor should it. My only beef, if there is one, is just be honest and say, look, I've loved my time here. I wish it could continue, but I do want to chase a championship. And this organization and John Horst tried like hell to figure out ways to reconfigure our roster so we could win another title while I was here. And I certainly didn't help with my health challenges the last several seasons. But
That would have
I
been
just think it's
special if he'd said that.
right. And it's time for a change. And I'm ready to make that change. To compare it to the Rodgers thing, like, yes, initially would there have been blowback if he said, look, I don't believe in vaccines, I'm not doing it. And if that means, like, Kirk Cousins was in the same boat. Kirk Cousins refused to do it. And yes, did some people criticize him or make fun of him? Yeah, they did. But I don't know. Does anybody talk about Kirk Cousins anymore and the fact that he didn't get vaccinated? No. Do they talk about Aaron Rodgers and the fact that he was misleading about it? Yes, they do. So I just, if I w I wish someone could have just, that Giannis trusted, and maybe he did and ignored it. I don't know. Again, this is not the team I cover. I don't know him at all. I've never met him. I've never interviewed him. I've never covered one of his games. Nothing. But if someone who could have helped him would have had an opportunity to do so, I am sure they would have said, look, just don't just be honest. And if there are certain things you don't want to address, then don't address them. It's fine. But don't, I just feel like he kind of played a game, and I just didn't love the way it played out.
And I'm glad I asked it because I tend to maybe give him the benefit of the doubt because it wasn't him, and it's almost like I asked about Rodgers. I just don't get it. There's you've created
I
this,
think
and no one
people, I
thinks
think
he
it's,
was phony because he wasn't. But then, and
but
then
this,
how?
he was phony in this way.
Yes, or
And I would,
if he wasn't phony, then he's not who we all thought he was, which you've
right.
run
And
across.
I look, there's another powerful force at work here, and that is wanting to be loved and appreciated and beloved. And maybe he thought, and again, I don't have this kind of a legacy, that I would be worried about the truth damaging it. But, like, maybe he was worried that if he just came out and said, look, I love Milwaukee. I might even come back here and live here someday after my career is over. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it's time. It's just time. I'm ready for a different challenge, and I'm going to chase that. It doesn't change anything about how I feel about the people here or how I feel about my time here, but I need a new challenge, and I'm going to chase that, and we're going to work on a trade. But that's not what he did. And he wanted to be, it reminds me of Tiger Woods, and obviously Tiger Woods stuff was very different, but, like, Tiger Woods wanted so badly to be perfect, right? Like, everything, the image that he worked so hard to cultivate, and then he, crashed his car in his neighborhood in Orlando, and then he, like, did that press conference, like, with his mom in the front row, which was so awkward. I remember watching it in the lobby of our old place, our old ESPN Milwaukee headquarters in the big blue building, downtown, and it was just awkward. It was uncomfortable, and like, hey, I don't. It's not good that you cheated on your wife. It's not good that you were impaired when you were driving. But you don't have to go about it this way. And so Giannis is very different. It's not the apples to apples, but it just felt like he really wanted to protect how he was viewed, and he wanted everyone to like him, and he was afraid that if he told the truth, that maybe some people wouldn't like him anymore. And guess what? There are people now that look at him, despite all those efforts, and they don't really like the way he handled it. They appreciate the championship, but there's some bitter people. Yeah, like I have never learned this, so this is pretty hypocritical of me to say, but you really are not going to please everybody. So you might as well at least be honest.
Yes, that might be a pretty good slogan. Now I will ask you, as we had some people called in, John Anderson did it. You get 30 to 45 seconds to say whatever you want about Giannis, only that amount of time. And what are you going to choose to say, Jason Wilde? Take it away.
Yeah, he should be forever beloved and appreciated because he brought Milwaukee a title, which they hadn't had in 50 years, which the baseball team in Milwaukee is still trying to win their first one. So although it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I guess I would just reemphasize that nothing changes that. And the magical feeling there was, I remember we did a radio show. It was me and Tory Lowe from the parade route outside of the Fiserv Forum, and to see the joy that that brought so many fans, that matters more than any, opinion that I might have about how he handled his exit, because that meant so much to so many people, and he deserves to be all the accolades he's going to get. He deserves every one of them for that.
And Jason, in your 45 seconds, you know what word I'm going to remember?
I don't.
Forever.
Yeah. Legends never
Forever.
die. Yep.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time, except today. Giannis now with the Miami Heat. The draft is coming up.